try again.
Hey, everybody. This is Popcast
30.5.
Or I was going to say B.
Okay. For the first time ever. The first time, too, that we used the Mac.
Yeah. So maybe that Windows Corporation had a pretty
good
job.
Not too bad.
No one gets that joke because they didn't hear the first podcast. I mean, 30.
Oh, I thought we said that last week.
Did we?
I don't know.
My memory is so fuzzy.
Anyway, we lost. We did about 10 minutes, and it went bye-bye.
Yeah. So here we are again. we're going to pretend like we hadn't tasted this drink yet.
Oh, I don't think we can.
What, pretend like we haven't?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
We have already tasted this drink. We cannot give you our immediate reaction, but we will try to replicate it as much as possible, producing more hilarious results than the initial attempt at
Probably
this.
So. Anyway, Popcast 30.
Yes.
Here we go. It is Chai Cola.
Oh, Popcast Triple X. We got that from Elle, and happy birthday.
Yeah.
There. Trying to remember everything.
Every funny thing we said. Maybe Elle will edit this all into the trailer, and it'll be a super awesome trailer.
Maybe. Does that thing pick up any audio?
Yeah, a little.
Okay, great.
Anyway, we got some Chai Cola.
Right.
I like chai tea.
So do I. Wait, you like chai tea? That's weird. Because
that is weird.
Because you don't normally like that kind of stuff.
I know, but I like chai tea. It reminds me of pumpkin tea. It's chai cola. It's Taylor's Tonics.
Right.
I believe as select herbs tea.
You know, we should get used to this for that day that we do the live show and we have to do it four times for each time zone. So
that's true.
Right.
So this is for you, Rocky Mountains. Select herbs tea and fizz to lift your spirits. Quality assured.
I'm drinking it while you're
delicious.
Maybe.
America's most innovative soda kitchen.
You know what? This does eliminate the part when I had to get up and get the bottle opener, though.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
It's almost like it was meant to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all natural. Taylor's Tonics Chai Cola is a sterling blend of invigorating spices, premium black tea, and yerba mate.
Mm.
The result is a crisp, refreshing cola with the natural benefit of botanicals. In botanicals, we're in herbal essence, the shampoo.
Yes.
All right. Botanicals, effervescent, spicy, energizing, unique, and naturally delicious. Cheers. It's vegan and gluten-free.
Right.
It's free of vegans. Is it funnier
just
the second time?
That.
Okay.
There's no meat in this.
Oh, there's no
Thank
meat.
Thank goodness.
Here are the ingredients. Filtered water.
It'll taste good warmed up.
Filtered water infused with certified organic black tea, ginger root, cinnamon bark, yerba mate, cardamom, clove, and tea extract. This sounds delicious.
It sure does.
Evaporated cane juice.
I really want this to be good.
Natural flavors of vanilla, ginger, and spice. Organic caramel powder, citric acid, and natural caffeine. Man, how can it fail?
I will say I didn't notice the first time you said it, organic caramel powder.
Yeah.
So, great.
So, it looks, we're going to pour this out real quick.
Okay, pour. Hey, there it is.
Whoa, this smells spicy.
It sure does.
It's kind of a gross color.
It is. It looks like a root beer float if you blended it.
Or a beer if you just dropped in like chocolate.
Sure, which happens a lot.
I'm sure you
would. All right, let's drink it.
Whoa, it's really spicy smelling.
I thought you were pretending you drank it there for a second.
No.
Okay, let's pretend to drink it.
Okay.
Whoa!
Man, there's a lot of spice in that.
But not burn your tongue spicy.
No, no, no.
Spicy like there's a whole cabinet full of spice.
I feel like I just ate a handful of cinnamon.
Yes, you can feel the granules of cinnamon.
On your tongue. On your tongue
between
and
your teeth.
You can see the sediment in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty tasty, though.
Yep.
It's very unique. It's one of the most unique things we've ever had, other than that time we drank this before.
Which you'll never see or hear. You might see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very spicy. There is a cola flavor underneath it.
Very, it's just
What did you say before? It's like, I don't know.
It's like a lot, it's like a chai tea, but then tastes like tea.
Right.
Because chai tea does it anyway.
Right.
But then at the very end, it's like cola.
Okay, great.
Like a cola finish.
Now let's take the risk of opening the news.
All right, let's open the news.
This is
very
scary.
Carefully.
I don't see how do you open news carefully
on a Macintosh? You do not.
All right,
here we are.
We did one news story, right?
We did, but okay. They didn't hear.
All right, yes.
This is a weird...
To recap. All right, this is from NECN, which we assumed was a New England...
Cartoon Network.
Yes, Cartoon Network, a Comcast network. All right, so...
Where are their clothes?
Imagine a city without soda. Now, that's a little extreme, but according to the Boston Globe, health officials in the city of Boston are considering banning or limiting the sale of soda and other sugary high-calorie drinks in vending machines and snack bars in all city buildings as a way to try to battle obesity.
Time out. You know what I just thought of?
What did you just think of right now?
I bet you do. I figured a political cartoon.
Yep.
With a big fat dragon on it.
Yes.
And written across the dragon's gut, probably in like... cartoon scribe.
Right.
It says obesity.
You don't say. I would like a t-shirt with that.
Yeah, no, I'm not done.
Okay.
And then there's a knight.
Yes.
And he's fighting the dragon, and it says no vending machines, and he has like a Boston Red Sox jersey on.
Right. I would like a t-shirt of that.
Well, we can make one, because that's what we do, is make and unfulfill promises.
Ha, 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 ha.
10 minutes of work already done in 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
See,
we just took out 4 minutes of nonsense
and made it confusing
for everybody.
Former Bostonian Tim Day. Hey, I thought that was Tim Daly. You've never seen an episode of Wings, really? That's crazy. We actually think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's another example of the Big Brother government making sure they understand how we behave and controlling everything we do. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dietitian Susan Albrecht said, as a dietitian, I think everybody still has a choice. Schools and stuff, you take the tonic out, but as far as other city buildings, no, keep it in. Now, what you were trying to attempt to say last time, we have now caught up, pretty much.
Okay.
So.
With 3 minutes to spare.
The tonic. Is your,
oh,
yes.
I was trying to say, she called it tonic. She called cola tonic.
Tonic.
There's a whole range of jokes if you make the chronic. Yeah, the chronic to marijuana as the tonic to soda references.
Right.
Our face in a little gold frame, like on the CD or LP of the chronic.
Well,
hilarious.
That the tiny picture of Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Like in his pose. Yes.
Yeah, except we...
Surrounded by the gold, whatever. Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
great,
ours
fantastic.
Say the tonic.
Or maybe a bottle.
Or maybe a bottle.
Let's see. What's good now? What won't crash the computer here? Let's do this one. This is from DoverPost.com.
Okay.
Artisanal sodas pop with natural flavor.
I love that pun every time I hear it.
Sean Henry, a proprietor of Soda V-I-E.
Don't highlight anything. It might be too much. Yes, I would say V, sort of V.
Gently nudges the stopper on the cobalt blue bottle with his thumb and beckons me to lean in close. That's way...
It's a romance novel?
They must have had a required number of words.
Apparently.
For this. Sorry, Jill Wendholtz.
Finally, 1,000 words.
Yes, all I need to do is add that extremely descriptive sentence. Nope, there's plenty more. He wants me to hear the faint pop...
Really, that's his best
thing to do? P-O-P-F-F-T-T-T.
Where is that?
Pop.
I would say pop.
Just like champagne. Champagne.
Champagne.
As it eats past the stopper. An old-timey looking bale top. The sort of clamp typically used on grolsch lagers. Holds the stopper in place. This is too descriptive.
That is. By the way, are they talking about Virgil's Bavarian nutmeg root beer? Because they use that.
No. Henry's blah 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 blah. Three different samples of Soda V's Thai basil clove. Boom! That sounds delicious.
I just burp and it hurt because the amount of spices in this.
That's
cola,
extreme.
And this chai cola. Ow!
Wow! Awesome.
It's like I snorted cinnamon before this.
Into plastic condiment cups. The local bubbly, which is handmade, naturally brewed in minuscule batches in the back of a hot dog shop. Wow, that ruins the romanticism of it.
Yeah.
Actually has more in common with a Bordeaux or a Belgian quadruple than a Coke. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, this is...
What?
It's just, calm down, lady. The first soda sample we sip has been aging for 3 or 4 weeks, enough time to show off the heat of ginger mingled with the herbaceous zing of thyme basil.
This woman wants our job and can't get it.
Herbaceous zing. That sounds like...
A band?
So, no, yeah, kind of. It reminds me of...
Like a fish-like band.
The original name of Portal was Narbacular Drop. It reminds me of... Herbaceous Zing reminds me of Narbacular Drop.
It reminds me of the TV show Dead Like Me.
Oh. With Herbig. The Wonder Year.
It's her big brown eyes. Her boss. You ever see that?
Yes, I don't remember much of it. I only saw the first season.
That's all I saw.
Mandy Patinkin.
That's a fun name to say. Mandy Patinkin. Patinkin.
Root beer with a hint of African coffee. With one against one with chili overtones. You can totally taste a cayenne pepper, Henry says. A pink blush rapidly spreading across his nose and cheeks to meet his red hair and beard. Yes, it says that. Do you think I just made that
up? Yes, I thought you were amazing like that, but you're not.
No. I can't write like
that. What is wrong with this woman?
But the smoky overtones need something sweeter to add balance. Maybe ice cream, I say.
Does she write romance novels?
Henry started pouring ice cream all over me. Henry rises from the table. The way they talk about Henry, I imagine him literally rising from the table. And returns with cups of vanilla ice cream. He pours root beer over the top and pronounces the impromptu foam quite tasty.
this is great. This is the best. Please, you're going to post this in the news, aren't you?
Sure.
This is hilarious.
Timely with that.
You are. It's hilarious.
The soda sells for a premium price, $3 to $4.25 plus a $2 bottle deposit.
So for $5 for a bottle?
Yeah, plus you get $2 back.
If we return it in Connecticut or wherever this is.
Here are the flavors.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thai basil clove.
Okay.
Mojito.
Okay.
Pineapple cilantro.
That's...
Cucumber.
I don't like
celery.
This. Ew.
Citrus kicker. Strawberry mint and strawberry lavender.
What did they make with this stuff?
Root beer.
Did they say root beer?
For fall, they're mulling over sodas featuring figs, apples, and what is this? Quince? Quince? Q-U-I-N-C-E?
I don't know.
Great.
They sound way too fancy for us, but I would still love to try one so I could...
What was this? This was from Dover Post, so...
Delaware?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, you're bored. Bevnet.com presents
the largest beverage company in the world.
New hot lip soda flavor, colon, cherry.
With apples or lemon.
Sorry. Should I tell that story? Or
no, I think it's fair.
Okay.
Because I don't think they did anything wrong.
So as you may or may not remember, before we did some reviews of Hot Lips, when we initially got the drinks from the folks at Hot Lips, everything tasted lemony. And if you look at the ingredients, it was very simple. It was like pear.
It had citric acid.
Yeah, pear, sugar, citric acid.
Water.
Lemons. Lemon is in the ingredient.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
that's how they get their
I thought it was the citric acid.
I think it's lemon. Turn around. Right there.
Right here?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a pear one.
Crash.
Carbonated water, Northwest pears, cane sugar, organic lemon juice, and vanilla.
Okay. So anyways... the lemon was a little bit too bold.
Yeah, it tasted like lemon pear soda.
Yes. Everything tasted like lemon whatever soda, so strawberry lemon, etc. So they contacted us, seeing the trend in the reviews of all being lemon, and they said, was it the batch of lemons was incorrect? They got the wrong type of lemon?
They got the wrong kind of lemon, or like the... Because they make such small batches that each flavor is very unique.
Sure.
Like one bottle of Hot Lips Mint tastes like the next. And that particular batch had something weird with the lemon.
Right. Anyways, they sent us the
a new batch of stuff, and it tasted delicious.
And yeah, it was very good.
Go Hot Lips.
Yeah, good for them.
One of my favorite soda companies just for their ingredients alone.
Sure. Recently, I was in Seattle and saw a wide variety of sodas there, and of course saw the Hot Lips, being that they're from Portland. And I noticed some of them had, like, yellow tape around it that looked kind of like caution police tape. And I look, and it said, limited edition, apple lemon. And I thought,
strawberry
good
lemon.
For you. Yes.
That is genius.
That is a great idea.
That is the best case scenario I've ever heard of. If life gives you lemons,
yes,
make
special
strawberry
edition.
Lemon special edition Hot Lips soda.
Yes, I thought that was great.
They didn't trash their soda.
Right.
They could have just thrown out gallons of soda.
Right.
But no, they sold it.
Right. Good. And or they could have sold it and not said something was wrong with this. They could have sold it like it was normal. But instead, they decided to make the best out of it, and that's awesome.
Yep. And they were there. No part of that was lying. It was a limited edition.
High five the bottle.
It was.
Yes, it was.
It was strawberry lemon soda. Genius Hot Lips. Good job.
Maybe they found a market for that.
I saw them on the Travel Channel or the Discovery Channel or something.
Their pizza shop.
Yeah. They showed. They focus a lot on the soda part. I don't remember what channel that was on, but it was really interesting to see them.
Let's see. Cherry may be the most challenging fruit to transform into a Hot Lips soda of the entire flavor portfolio.
I bet that's delicious. I bet that's the most delicious soda they have.
I bet it's really good. Wink, if you're listening. Nostalgic flavor associations and expectations from many a palate, said David Yudkin, co-owner of Hot Lips Soda. Even with those expectations, the surprise of a central cherry taste is welcomed and celebrated by cherry enthusiasts. This is the perfect new addition to our line of natural fruit sodas. Here are the ingredients. Cherry juice plus cane sugar and water. The cane sugar for this soda is infused for months with high-quality vanilla bean, adding a buttery flavor to the complex fruit.
That's odd.
And enhancing an inherent cola flavor. There are now 7 Hot Lips soda flavors to pick from.
Let me see if I can name them.
Okay.
Apple.
Yes.
Pear.
Yes.
Cherry.
Yes.
Blackberry.
Yes.
Boysenberry.
Yes.
Red raspberry.
What's the next one?
Blueberry?
No.
Oh, raspberry?
There's red. It's raspberry and black raspberry.
Oh, okay.
I was seeing if you were going the red raspberry, black raspberry.
No. My mistake. I got so close. La, 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 la.
Awesome. Good for you.
Yay, Hot Lips.
What was next?
I don't know.
Press release. Ah, a book. This is from 24/7 Press Release, so it's not really news. This is a book on the history of soda fountains.
I'd read that.
Yeah. It's called Fix the Pumps. It has a picture of a redheaded woman with a beehive wearing some sort of I work in a lab coat and gloves.
She has a soda in her hand.
And she has an apron, like one of those leather aprons. And
like a mad scientist, almost.
Yes.
So she's basically your dream woman.
Yes, a mad scientist. When chemist and bartender Darcy S. O'Neill was asked a question about an old soda fountain ingredient called acid phosphate by New Orleans bartender Chris McMillan, he didn't realize it would lead to a book on the rediscovery of a forgotten category of drinks and the fascinating history behind the creation of soda pop.
Time out real quick.
Yes.
This sounds pretty old school. The other day, I was playing Jeopardy for the NES. And
all right, and one of the questions was, what does ALF stand for?
It mentioned Blue Laws. One of the things mentioned Blue Laws, which
remember
you can buy liquor on Sundays.
Pennsylvania is loaded with Blue Laws still.
Apparently, according to this question, Blue Laws at one point included soda as well.
Wow. Interesting.
This is, my source is Jeopardy for the NES. So, take that as it may. By the way, Jeopardy for the NES on hard? Very hard.
Really? You should put that on Wikipedia and as a source, put Jeopardy for NES.
Okay.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Oh, so this is the best part. Here's some interesting facts from the book.
Let's go.
The term fix the pumps was soda jerk code for checking out girls at the soda fountain.
Nice.
Awesome.
I'm going to
use that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Other phrases include hold the hail for no ice.
I like that.
And wreck 'em from scrambled eggs.
What?
Wreck 'em from scrambled eggs. I think it means 4 scrambled eggs.
Oh, okay. Why did soda places make scrambled eggs?
Diner.
Oh, okay.
Usually serve food. Coca-Cola in the 1890s contained 9 milligrams of cocaine per 8-ounce serving.
Now it contains 14.
Chocolate soda was once the most popular flavor at the soda counter.
And now it's like pushed in the corner and called a diet soda.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. Chocolate soda is delicious.
Lactarts were a
class. That sounds horrible.
Were a class of drink made using lactic acid.
Fix the Pump is my favorite one so far.
Reading, here's a quote from David Wondrick, James Beard award-winning author and Esquire magazine drinks correspondent.
Okay.
Reading Fix the Pumps is like having somebody show up with the key for that painted-over door in the corner you've never really paid any attention to, unlocking it and revealing a whole furnished room you never even realized was there.
Fix the Pumps. Does it say how many pages it is?
Yeah, 400... I'm sorry. I swear it did. Maybe I was thinking of this. Well, it does... Here... addition to the history of the soda fountain, Fixed Pumps includes detailed descriptions of the techniques and recipes used by soda jerks and pharmacists to create these unique beverages. The book contains over 450 vintage soda recipes and syrups used in drinks like cherry phosphate, sarsaparilla, egg malted milkshake, and World's Fair Punch.
I know we make a lot of promises on this show, and we don't fulfill any of them.
We're going to review this book?
No.
Okay.
I am going to buy this book.
Wow.
And I'm going to...
Chapter 1 available.
I'm going to try...
To make all 450.
A soda from this book.
Whoa!
I want to read this.
Make the one with cocaine.
Okay. So if our citizens would just send us their cocaine so we could make old school Coca-Cola.
You know anywhere we can get the hookup. Never mind. Yeah, I don't see any pages.
I don't care.
I could click on Amazon.
No, don't. Let's not do anything wacky right now, okay? You're going to do it anyway, aren't you?
No, I just closed the news.
Oh. We won't even look at comments today.
No comments?
Well, unless you just want to risk it by opening a browser. You think it'll handle it? Can you save while it's running?
No, I can't.
Oh, that's pointless.
What? Kind of. Otherwise, I'd be saving constantly.
Yeah, good thing.
All right.
Tick.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to chance it.
All right. Let's
slide that over. All right, here we go. So far, so good. Okay. I was kind of worried
in
there.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Last time we did anything to this, we lost the entire podcast.
Which was only 10 minutes.
10 and a half minutes of the most hilarious...
10 and a half minutes.
Hilarious material. That's, you know, that could have been our big break. We could have said something in those 10 and a half minutes
mm-hmm.
that Bob Hope would hear while driving in his radio car.
Drove off the side of the road.
I called it a radio
car. Bob Hope is dead.
Don't say that.
He is.
I know. I'm still in denial. All right, here's a
this
comment
is a
from
comment
Steve.
From China Cola.
I think I know this Steve. I think we worked with this Steve.
I can't tell.
I think it's...
Unregistered commenter.
All right.
Go up, read this one.
Gotta disagree with you on the... No,
this is for China
Cola. No. This isn't... This is a completely different person.
All right.
I know who this is now. I think this is Esteban. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, gotta disagree with you on the flavor profile. I think it's quite tasty. It's not as sweet as a typical American cola, and it's not as heavy on the palate. What? What? Are you correcting me mid-sentence?
It's not as sweet as typical American colas.
Colas, and it's not as heavy on the palate. But the flavor of the herbs is plenty deep enough and satisfying, right down to the slightest touch of cinnamon on the tip of your tongue as it finishes in the mouth. This is about China Cola, which you said that, right?
Yes,
in
China.
Other words, this is some good...
Beep.
Okay, I'm going to censor that. All right. Although you're right, natural brew ginseng cola is also very good, perhaps even better. As another poster wrote, the name China Cola isn't just some marketing gimmick. This actually is real Chinese cola. It's sold in China as Future Cola. Let me step
better name?
Let me step aside. That is a better name. continuing, and is the number 3 cola in China behind Coke and Pepsi. Of course, China Cola is made in the U.S., while Future Cola is made in China. They probably sourced their herbs from different places, and I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't taste exactly alike. Anyway, China Cola is good stuff. My only criticism is that it's too expensive. Granted, I know that quality costs money, but still, if it was $1 or cheaper for a 4-pack, $1 or so cheaper for a 4-pack, I'd probably buy it more often. Steve, if you hover... What?
Excuse me. I said buy a case.
We didn't?
Yeah, that was... I reviewed... I was like, I think I reviewed this...
Yeah, you did.
Buy a case.
Why'd you look at that?
Because, I don't know.
Hover over the link. What's his email address?
I don't think hover it over. Says. Doesn't say.
Oh, that's sad.
Unregistered
comment. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a great comment. I don't want to read that one.
This one?
Yeah, no.
Okay. We'll do these last two.
Okay.
We don't have to open any other pages for that. Comment on Peace Tea from Chris, who I think is Chris from the North.
Okay.
I've been seeing, this is for Peace Tea, I've been seeing this a lot lately in gas stations. Glad to know I don't have to waste money on it now.
That's from that one of our fan reviews, Chris W. or Chad's Kavanaugh.
Right.
And then a comment on Jarritos Mango from Steve. Think it's the same Steve? Are we so popular that we could have two Steves?
Maybe. No, it's not because...
Well, maybe he didn't put that last time.
But it would say that here.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think you have to fill that in.
Okay.
Steve from the Food Junk.
Foodjunk.wordpress.com. Little
Food Junk.
Promo for you for commenting. Thanks.
Yeah, I almost said his email address. I don't think he really cares.
Well, it's probably on the site. But anyway, never had...
Foodjunk.wordpress.com.
Yes. Never had a mango soda. Sounds great. Must find.
I think that's true. I don't know if you must find it, but...
It's available a lot of places, especially here in the South. Yeah. I don't know where the Food Junk is. So, well,
foodjunk.wordpress.com.
Good news, we're still recording.
That is good.
So I guess we can give a verdict on this, and I would say buy a bottle.
I agree with you, because it is really unique to the point where...
It's good, but you're not going to want any more than this, except maybe once every so often.
Yeah, and if someone wants to try it, you'll be okay splitting a bottle of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to chug this down.
Yeah, we have not finished this.
No.
We had two attempts.
Don't I usually finish my soda?
Yep,
and I didn't even finish half of this.
Nope.
Not out of disgust or anything.
Right, it's just very
very
powerful,
spicy, very yes, powerful.
Very extreme flavor.
It almost tastes like something
extreme flavor Doritos.
That's our new sponsor. It almost tastes like something that you would make
now
as
I'm
a kid.
I'm reminded by the Jim Gaffigan sketch.
What Jim Gaffigan sketch?
The one where he's like... The Doritos and the extreme ones.
Oh.
Look at this sissy getting regular Doritos.
Extreme Doritos.
Moving on. Okay.
Moving on.
Yep.
Buy a bottle.
Buy a bottle.
Out of
unanimous.
Uniqueness alone.
It is very unique.
It is.
We've somehow made here we 30 go.
30 minutes. It's great.
Why are we?
I don't know. Whatever.
No surprise anymore.
I'm drunk off of Chai Cola. I'm not. There's no whiskey in this.
Ready yes. for the whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Okay. If you want to listen to this more regularly, you go to iTunes or Zune Marketplace and search for the Soda Jerks, and you can subscribe. That way it pops up whenever pops up.
Comment and rate over on iTunes, please.
You can't on Zune.
You know, at one point, and I haven't looked in a while, but there were at least like 50 people that subscribed to this because you can tell by the thingy.
Yeah,
kinda. It's not very accurate.
Yeah, they're
anyway.
Still holding strong.
And, yeah,
I think that we make them at such a rapid pace, meaning one a week, that even that 2 month period we were like in Chile, that people were catching up.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's at least 50 of you that listen to this thing. And we have what? 5-7 comments?
I think we have two.
Comments.
Two
but
comments.
Ratings, I think we have like
maybe
five
or seven. So y'all need to comment.
Dudes.
Please.
And dudettes.
Please. If you are a friend, if you really are, you know, and you're commenting and stuff,
yes.
You should go to facebook.com/thesodajerks. If you kind of want to be our friend, but you only want to listen to like 140 characters worth of us, go to twitter.com/thesodajerks. If you want to watch this video, go to youtube.com/thesodajerks. Yes, that's correct.
And there's some other videos that are not trailers.
Right, but they are soda related. So
of course,
the kids can
not
watch.
It's not us like showing you how to play dice.
That'd be fun.
It's soda related.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to email either one of us, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
I forgot to say that. Answer.
Yeah, I know you did. That's
really
fine. No one emails us.
No, but if you do...
You can email me at Aaron@thesodajerks.net. He is Mike@thesodajerks.net. Or you can email our plastic iguana secretary, Twist, at twist@thesodajerks.net.
And you know what? If we actually got some emails, just like these comments, we will...
We'll gladly read that on the air. Granted, when someone comments, it does go into our email. You don't check
Fair
our
enough.
Email, so...
Well, that's because I have an iPhone app for Squarespace that shows me the comments. So, got that going on.
Okay. They're making one for Android.
I'm not saying that they're not
trying to make us into a fight?
No. I was just saying I have a method of seeing the comments.
I think you want to go fisticuffs.
I don't. I have a method of seeing the comments.
Okay.
That's all.
So do I.
That's all I wanted to say.
That's whatever.
That's not email.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
Moving
so,
along.
Moving along. Chai Cola, really spicy. Buy a bottle. Be our friend. / the soda jerks.
And we have and our other sites.
Oh, yeah.
TheOriginalNixter.com. Not family friendly, but funny if you're not a family or something. If you can handle it. Protoattack.com for video games, and we still have another site along the way, which we may have already told you about via Facebook by this point, but...
Because this is from the future.
Yes, unfortunately, right now, we don't have that information, so we hope that you have... We think that you should go and visit...
Insert name here.
And read all their stuff.
I bet that sounded great on the microphone.
Awesome, yeah.
Anyway,
that was
so until next time, stop, pop, and scroll on down to thesodajerks.net, your family-friendly place. Why do you put that in there? Your best resource for 100...
Your best place for family eating.
Yay, your best place for 180 soda reviews. You got news, merchandise, get a shirt. Anyway, have a great day.
Bye.